Don, the passage the Lord gave me to spring off of today was 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, one that you quoted as well. So that must be the message the Lord wants our people to hear today. And so I'll read it again. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest who have no hope. First of all, this passage tells us that we will grieve. We grieve because we have suffered loss. We looked forward to Catherine's coming. We got the house ready for her. We remodeled a bathroom for her. We looked forward to watching her grow and crawl and walk and play, to reading her the scriptures and for her to make a profession of faith. We had set our hearts on these things. And when they did not come to pass, we had to let go of them. Dreams died, and so did a little girl. And so, yes, we grieve. But Paul says we do not grieve like those who have no hope. And we do have hope. One source of hope is that Catherine is with Christ. We have confidence in this because Catherine is a daughter of the covenant. God makes a covenant with certain people. He calls them into relationship with himself, and he is their God, and they are his people. And Don and Ronette have placed their trust and faith in God through Jesus Christ. They are numbered among God's people, and so God treats their children in a special way. Their children are his children. In Psalm 102, we read that the children of your servants will live in your presence. When Peter preached in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and this promise is for you and for your children." Catherine is God's child because her parents were numbered among God's people, and so she lives in God's presence. So no, she will not walk on this earth or play with dolls or have her sister give her a bottle, but neither will she scrape her knees, neither will she see evil, neither will she have the meanness of people put her down. She gets to live with Jesus. He takes care of her. And Catherine ever beholds his beauty. We have another reason for hope, and our hope is that we will see Catherine again. And you will see her as your daughter. Donna Ronette, you have three children. Two live with you, and one lives with the Lord. And you will see her again. King David, when he lost a child, says, "He can't return to me, but one day I will go to him." And when the time comes for the Lord to call you home, then you'll go home, and you'll see the Lord, and you'll see your daughter again. And then we have another reason for hope, and that is God is still our God, and his grace and his mercy is sufficient for us. We prayed fervently for Catherine's life. We asked God to spare it. We asked God to heal her. We prayed day and night for that. We prayed as fervently as the Apostle Paul prayed that God would relieve him of his ailment. And the answer that came to Paul is the same answer that comes to us. My grace is sufficient for you. And it truly is sufficient. For God's grace is high and long and wide and deep. We have also hope because God's mercy continues. When Jeremiah suffered great loss, he wrote, "I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what prosperity is. So I say my splendor is gone and all that I had hoped for from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is good to those who hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. The Lord has brought grief, but he will also show compassion. You will again see the goodness of the Lord, and you are already seeing it. You will praise him for his mercy. You will testify of his faithfulness, for the Lord is good to those who hope in him. So yes, we grieve, but we do not grieve as those who have no hope. There is always hope as long as we are the people of God, and that you eternally are. Let us pray.